Speaker 1.
I've always found that bringing my patients together is very helpful. They realize that they're not alone, and I think that does wonders for their self-confidence. They feel like they're helping others as well as themselves, and they also gain hope from seeing how the other patients improve. Working in this way gives my patients a safe environment in which they can discuss their problems with others. And that, after all, is what therapy is all about.
Speaker 2.
This type of therapy is based on the idea that people can visualize and create things from their thoughts and emotions. Patients who have problems putting their problems into words can often express themselves by painting or drawing. I find that it works especially well with children, but it can be used with patients of any age. It is really a journey of self-discovery, as the patients relax and learn more about themselves from the pictures that they create.
Speaker 3.
We live in a busy and stressful world, and many of us have no time to think about how we feel. Avoiding our emotions, though, only leads to bigger problems in the end. I think that the best thing I can do for my patients is to teach them how to relax and think about their lives. By letting themselves go and focusing on who they really are, my patients find that they feel more alive. This can help them deal with problems at work or at home, and lets them really live life to the full.
Speaker 4.
It may sound strange at first. Certainly when most people go to take in the latest blockbuster, they don't think of it as therapy. For many of my patients, though, it can lead to a real breakthrough. They find that they can really connect with the characters and plots, and this can give them inspiration and hope when it comes to dealing with real life. Whatever problems my patients have, I find that I can almost always recommend something on the big screen that will help them to look at their life in a new way.
Speaker 5.
The beauty of this form of therapy is that you can do it anywhere, on the way to work, in the gym, or at home. It can help us to relax, improve our mood, and reduce stress. I call it the Mozart effect, but of course the composer or performer doesn't really matter. The important thing is to find a piece that creates an emotional response in the patient. It's amazing what a great effect a simple everyday activity like this can have.